Good morning. Steve Sherlock here from Franklin, Mass. For Steve's 2 cents. End of February. February 27th. Where did February go? Groundhog's Day came and gone. He certainly has been buried in all this snow we've gotten here in New England. He definitely saw his shadow, if he even managed to get his head out of the ground that day. Because, let's see, the lawn still has probably 2 to 3, maybe 4 feet in some areas of snow. Yep, it's all piled up. Down by the mailbox, it's still at least my shoulder height. It's down from being over my head, so the dryness of the air and the sun we have had has allowed for some evaporation. It's subtle. You don't see it a lot because obviously it goes little by little, flake by flake. But over time, you know, it disappears. Except you really can't notice it that much because we've continued to get snow. So a couple inches here, another inch yesterday. You know, it's here. It's an event. It happens. It's no big deal. It's New England. We get on. For those on the internet, the last couple of days, the dress in color discussion certainly seems to have dominated. Depending upon what color you saw, what viewpoints you had about it, I think the one lesson in that for me to take away is, if anything, and the science behind it actually shows that, is that clearly what one person sees, another may not see. Scientific fact. It's the way it is. There's a whole lot of technology behind it. You can read the Wired article and others. Never mind getting into how the colors are rendered and delivered via however many devices you're looking at that photo on. The color is not necessarily going to be the exact same one that both people are going to agree on because you're both looking at it slightly differently, never mind your own physical differences. So aside from all that, what the one lesson is if I think if we would accept that fact that what one sees another may not see and hence started living that way and thereby took our rhetoric down a notch or two, the world would be a heck of a lot better place. I think we would be a little bit more understanding and accepting of each other, showing a little bit more respect. That's a hope. It's a wish. Maybe the dream will come true. But I think that's the one lesson in there. So this will be a short one this week. Ponder the lesson. If you haven't seen the photo, certainly it's all over Facebook. I'm sure you can Google what color is the dress. It'll pop up. There's also a Wired article that gets into the colors and the pixels and the RGB rendering and how one color on a background changes if it's in a different background. Bottom line again for me, if we could accept that what one sees is not exactly what another may see and thereby took our rhetoric down a little bit, it would be so much a better place to be. So that's my hope for this Friday. Have a good weekend. And until next time, this is Steve Sherlock from Franklin, Mass. For Steve's 2 cents. Take care.